This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we have lots to talk about this weekend, so stay with us, give us an hour or two, and we'll share with you the headlines from the world of medicine and nutrition. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, and you can call us with your questions. Come directly into the doctor's office. There's no waiting line. You can make an appointment with me immediately. 877-726-TALK. And we've got many stories to share with you. And I'll start with a little bit of a reflection about exercise. And there's a couple of interesting stories in the New York Times that I'll get to in just a moment. But the stark fact of it is that we're not getting enough exercise. That's a big duh. According to a Centers for Disease Control report just out, only 23% of U.S. adults get enough exercise. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that people between the ages of 18 and 64, here's the goal, and let's see what percentage of people attain that. Adults between 18 and 64 should engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity each week, and that's not even that much, right? Well, the Centers for Disease report published last month reveals this goal was achieved only 23% of the time. And they go through it state by state. Some states are lazy. Some states are proactive. Colorado leads the list in physical activity. I think Mississippi and District of Columbia trail in terms of physical activity. You get the picture. And so most of us are engaged in physical activity. There's a couple of articles in the Times this week that talk about the effects of a hiatus from physical activity. You know, summertime and the living is easy and it's hot and humid and you're feeling a little lethargic. But keep in mind that you had a different excuse when it was cold, right? It was cold. It was daunting to go outside. So you skipped your exercise, and once you skip it, it's easier to keep skipping, and then you go for a couple of weeks. But then you get back on the wagon, and you start exercising again. So, are you losing ground if you don't exercise for a couple of weeks? Well, two new studies involving both older and younger adults who just temporarily cut back on their physical activity have some concerns in terms of the not just short-term effects of deconditioning, but the longer-term effects on metabolism of not moving much for a few weeks. They say that these effects can be pervasive and persistent, lingering to some degree, even after people start moving around normally again. So here's what the studies looked at. They looked at the effects of sedentary periods, enforced periods of inactivity on metabolism. And we know, for example, that the hormone insulin, you develop insulin resistance when you don't exercise. One of the best treatments for type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome is to do exercise, both strength training and aerobic exercise. So This first piece of research looked at relatively young individuals. It's at the University of Liverpool in England. And they took 45 adult men and women, and they told them to abruptly start sitting more. Now, these individuals had already been engaged in a lot of exercise. They'd previously been active, walking for more than 10,000 steps on most days. Those of you who do that, kudos to you, because that's a lot of walking. And all these individuals had been metabolically healthy. They were free from diabetes. And they were told, for the purposes of the study, to simply stop moving around much. They were told to cut their daily steps to below 2,000. And that's maybe, you know, walking to the mailbox or walking the dog around the block, but not much more. And they were told to sit for at least 3.5 additional hours per day for a period of just 2 weeks. And after this period of enforced sedentary behavior, the researchers rechecked their metabolisms and body compositions, and then they told them to return their former activity levels for another 2 weeks, and they repeated the measurements again, and the results were concerning. The volunteers almost all had developed what the scientists termed metabolic derangements during their 2 weeks of being still. I'm reading this to you from the story in the New York Times. Their blood sugar levels had risen. Insulin sensitivity declined. In other words, they developed insulin resistance. Their cholesterol profiles worsened. And they lost a little muscle mass in their legs, and they gained some fat around their bellies. Just 2 weeks of being sedentary. Now, thankfully, most of these derangements were reversed once they started exercising again. But a few of the volunteers didn't return to quite the same level of exercise they engaged in before. They were deconditioned and perhaps demotivated. And some had slight but lasting symptoms of insulin resistance even after 2 weeks of moving normally. So the message is use it or lose it, but let's look at a more vulnerable population, overweight people past age 65. Perhaps some of you out there fit the bill. They're already at risk of developing diabetes. They had high blood sugar, but they were pretty active. They were walking around 7 or 8,000 steps each day. And as in the previous study, they were told to sit, reduce their steps to below 1,000 a day for 2 weeks. And as in the previous study, the older volunteers quickly developed worse blood sugar control, insulin resistance worsened, some developed changes in muscle tissue indicating that they were starting to lose muscle mass, some even developed full-blown type 2 diabetes, requiring them to be removed from the study. But what happened was, for most of these older men and women who remained in the experiment, their undesirable metabolic changes were not fully reversed even after 2 weeks of moving around again. So the comment here is from Chris McGlory. He's a research fellow in kinesiology at McMaster's University in Canada who quoted this for the Times. He said, "It's not uncommon for older people to become sick or injured and wind up hospitalized or housebound for several weeks, or for someone who's younger to just decide to take a few weeks off from regular exercise and physical activity. But," he says, "if it's at all possible, don't stop moving. Use it or lose it," is the message here. And what this study argues for is a lifetime commitment to exercise. Got to make it interesting. Mix it up. Be consistent through busy times, through hard times, through injuries, through sheer boredom, through inclement weather, whether it's too hot, whether it's too cold. There's always an excuse. And the study suggests that, you know, just sporadically getting out there and doing it, just not quite enough to fend off degenerative diseases. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. You can call us this hour or next. We're prepared to answer your questions here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got a call from Omaha, Nebraska. It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hey. Hi. Hi, Doctor. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. I love your program. And hey, I have a question for you about NAM. Have you ever heard of natural egg membranes, like for joint pains?
Well, quite frankly, not until you put this call through to me. But I now know a little bit about it. Thanks to Google, I just looked it up.
And I just was wondering if it was like worth the money, or you know, the to buy it.
Yeah, I see that it's promoted as something for joint problems, for arthritis, along the lines of glucosamine and chondroitin. And there is a study. It's a limited study. Done in 2009, published in a journal that I've never heard about called Clinical Interventions in Aging. And, you know, sometimes I have to be a little careful because these journals are pay-to-play journals. In other words, you know, you pays your money and you takes your chances, or basically you get published. The title of the study is Eggshell Membrane, a Possible New Natural Therapeutic for Joint and Connective Tissue Disorders. Results from two open-label human clinical studies. Now, you know, an open-label study is not as good as a double-blind placebo-controlled study because, you know, you administer something to a group of patients and they tell you that they feel better, but there's no comparison group with a placebo, so it's hard to know that indeed it made a difference. But in this small study, there was indeed a change. There was some improvement, supplementation with NEM, N-E-M, registered trademark, because it's a proprietary product, produced a significant treatment response for pain at 7 days for both treatment arms. Now, that doesn't have me convinced that this is efficacious, but, you know, you also have to ask, is it biologically plausible that eggshell membrane could help? And there are substances in eggshell membrane, like GAGs, glycosaminoglycans, which are akin to glucosamine and chondroitin, which has some basis in the treatment of joint problems. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's one of those things where you got to give it a shot. I kind of prefer the things that are a little better documented in terms of their efficacy, things like curcumin, fish oil, type 2 collagen, glucosamine with chondroitin. You know, there's studies on both sides with glucosamine chondroitin, but I think some of the better studies indicate that indeed glucosamine chondroitin is helpful. One of the problems with some of the studies, they don't use enough, and some people require more, and some people frankly don't benefit from glucosamine chondroitin because they're bone on bone, and once you're bone on bone, it's less likely you're going to respond to an oral supplement. So, there you have it. You know, I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just looking at what their claims are. And, you know, it might work, but based on the evidence that I see here, I'm not entirely convinced. You know?
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Sure, my pleasure. Okay. Let's take a call now from Stephen in Brooklyn. How you doing, Stephen? Hi, Stephen. Are you there?
I was wondering, I take a lot of supplements, especially those that enhance the immune system, yet I did develop one or two toenail funguses. I was wondering what your take on this would be.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you can boost and boost and boost your immune system, but sometimes because of aging or injury or poor circulation or trauma, you can get a fungus of your nails. And, you know, to inadvertently pun here, fungus can gain a toehold on you because, you know, once it invades the nail bed, the circulation there is inherently not great. And therefore, you know, whatever supplements you're taking by mouth are not going to get into your toenail necessarily to repulse the fungal invasion. You know, so there are a lot of expensive medications that can be used for fungal nails. You can use lasers. I've heard of that. You can also use topicals like oregano oil can be helpful for that. Also, anecdotally, I've seen a response to Clorox baths. Don't use full-strength Clorox. Just use maybe a couple of capfuls in a pan of water and soak your feet. It takes a long time for these topicals to work, 6 months to 12 months sometimes, but they can work to help to repulse these infections. But it is kind of like a natural consequence of living to get toenail fungus. It does relate to diet to some extent. I think high sugar diets promote that. And, you know, my susceptibility to that has really gone down since I've gotten rid of sugar and alcohol. That's for sure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyle Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyle Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyle Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And before we get to your phone calls, let me share some information with you about olive oil. You know, olive oil is one of my favorite functional foods because it's not just delicious, it's really beneficial for you. There's so many properties of fresh pressed olive oil that impart health benefits, including most recently protection against osteoporosis. There are beneficial polyphenols in olives that enhance bone density. Did you know that? Also, certainly heart benefits, blood pressure benefits, stroke prevention, perhaps also anti-cancer benefits. And my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I go through a couple of bottles of this every month, and it's delicious, and I know I'm doing something healthy for my body. You can try a bottle of my favorite olive oil. It's normally $39 for just a dollar with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years, and they're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison, and also you don't necessarily know what you're getting in terms of polyphenol content when you buy from a store. So taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that is no understatement. It truly is my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Let's take a call now from Carolyn in New Jersey. Welcome.
Dr. Hoffman?
Yeah.
I'm calling. I have a 25-year-old granddaughter who was diagnosed with mold toxicity about 6 months ago.
How was she diagnosed with that? How did that come about?
She had a severe headache, mm-hmm. and they brought her to the emergency room. They couldn't diagnose what it was. Then they put her in the hospital, and they did all kinds of tests. Mm-hmm. They said
it must have taken them a while to figure that out, that she had mold toxicity, because usually that's way down the list. You know, they're ruling out brain tumors and migraines, and you know,
right.
neurologists are involved and all that stuff.
They said she has two genes that make her susceptible to mold toxicity, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. why she has such a severe case.
Yeah, they're coming to realize that some people have faulty detoxification pathways. Some people are what you call cheap dates. In other words, you know, drink a glass of wine and they're looped. Other people can drink under the table. And when it comes to mold exposure, some people tolerate it and other people are just thrown for a loop because it's not just an allergy. It goes beyond that. There are what are called mycotoxins, which require detoxification by the body. And in some people, they just have a genetic, bottleneck when it comes to metabolizing harmful substances. So anyway, who did that workup? Because that's going way beyond what a conventional doctor would do.
She was at a hospital in Somerset, New Jersey, where my daughter lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they did all that testing, and that's where they came out with the mold toxicity. And then she's been seeing a doctor who has a certificate in treating mold toxicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the appropriate kind of doctor, yeah.
He's trying to detoxify her, like he's trying to bind the toxins so the body would...
Yep.
It's not working. She's getting mm-hmm. worse. Now mm-hmm. she has bodily pains all over. I'm just wondering...
Yeah, I have to say, these types of patients are very challenging. And I'm reluctant myself to see those types of patients because I think you really have to be a specialist in mold toxicity to handle them. And even mm-hmm. when she's seeing someone who is supposedly certified in that field, they're very tough to treat because once your defenses have been overwhelmed, it's hard to bring you back to normalcy. I mean, really, I'm just going to give you a realistic assessment. But, you know, usually, you know, sometimes I see these patients in consultation. They've tried everything and we may come up with something that, hasn't been tried. They may have other concomitant problems. You know, when you have mold toxicity, it can affect your hormones. Hormones may be off. Balancing those hormones may help. Taking, say, intravenous glutathione may help to detoxify the body. Working on the gastrointestinal system, working on the gut, modifying the diet. I mean, she's probably tried a lot of these things if she's been to see a mold specialist. They mostly employ these types of techniques. So, you know, it's complicated. And it's an interesting call because it points up a really serious problem. And, you know, the good part here is that your daughter has actually been properly diagnosed. A lot of people experience these type of symptoms, and they're told that either they have a mysterious disease, nobody can figure it out, or they're told that they have psychosomatic symptoms because they complain of everything, and they're branded basically head cases. They're sometimes given psychiatric medications because doctors don't know what to do with them. And at least, you know, we seem to be barking up the right tree. Did she have significant mold exposure, or was she just a normal resident of a moldy state, New Jersey?
No, she had been going to college in Colorado, and then when she graduated, she moved to Chicago and rented a basement apartment that she cleaned out that was just terror, had a lot of mold in it, and that's when she had the attack.
Yeah.
So she's going in the right direction. There's nothing else we can do for her, I guess.
Really, she needs to pursue it because those doctors specialize in that. And it may take a while. You know, it's just a long comeback trail of recovery. You know, actually, it's interesting. You don't even necessarily need to be a super sensitive individual to have problems. I actually have a young cousin, and he's like a fabulous athlete. In terrific shape. He's in his 30s. He climbs, mountains and, skis, double X, slopes. And, he undertook a similar kind of, renovation in what you call a fixer-upper house. He thought he got a bargain. He got a house that was like, you know, it's a terrific house, but, you know, it needed a lot of work. It was in Connecticut, and he started doing the work. And he got sicker and sicker and sicker. And every time we saw him, he had circles under his eyes, and he was tired, and he had headaches. And, he sometimes asked me for advice, and I said, well, you know, that place sounds a little bit problematic. You know, it's got a lot of mold. Make sure there's no black mold there. Get it checked out. So finally he did. And it turns out the place was absolutely a mold factory.
Right.
And, he being a healthy male, and men actually do recover quicker than women. Women's detoxification pathways are weaker. So men are a little bit more robust when it comes to these types of exposure. They can be hammered, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's fine now. He's absolutely fine. But it literally took him months. You know, he had to get out of that environment. He had to, eat a clean diet, avoid alcohol, you know, really get on a kind of a detoxification program, taking certain supplements. And then, you know, ultimately he's fine. So, I would hold out hope for your granddaughter. I know it's a grievous situation for your grandparent.
Right.
It's, helpless and, you're aware of nutrition and vitamins and supplements and, maybe it's sometimes hard for them to get that message. But she's in the right place, I think, if she's seeing a certified expert in this field.
Okay. I was just wondering if there was anything else I could do to help her because she's getting worse.
Do this. Mark your calendar. Call me in 6 months and let me know how things are going. Because I think you're going to, if she's not entirely better, at the very least, you're going to see signs of progress.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Can I question about myself? I don't know if I'm allowed to ask a second question.
Well, if it's quick.
I'm 81 years old. I just finished chemotherapy for breast cancer, and I was left with neuropathy on my legs. My legs burn and kill me, and it's just painful.
Yeah. Let me speak to that because I see a lot of people who are undertaking conventional treatment for cancer, and I'm not against it, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But conventional treatment for cancer can cause neuropathy, which is loss of sensation or painful, tingling, what are called paresthesias in the extremities. It's very common. And there are ways to prevent it. And conventional doctors often don't suggest these means of preventing neuropathy. We're able to do that by giving patients certain things ahead of time. Alpha lipoic acid, acetyl L-carnitine, B12 shots, and also glutamine. L-glutamine has been shown to prevent neuropathy from developing with certain types of chemo. For example, with Taxol, Taxotere, those are notorious for causing neuropathy. And so it's a little harder once you've developed the neuropathy, but it's possible the key nutrients here are the aforementioned ones, alpha lipoic acid, acetyl L-carnitine, B12, preferably as methylcobalamin in shots, which you can be taught to self-administer over a period of time. And the glutamine, a little less helpful It's more preventive. It doesn't so much help to reverse the neuropathy once it's developed. So, interesting question. And it's such a common problem that I wish that conventional doctors would get on board with some preventive strategies. I mean, I'm not against chemo in some instances. It can make a difference. Sometimes it's overdone. But we'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. This hour or next, we'll take your calls related to health and nutrition. And we had some good calls this hour, but let's talk a little bit about natural and alternative therapies for cancer. The previous caller underwent conventional treatment for breast cancer with chemotherapy and experienced side effects, which are very bothersome. And so you might say, well, perhaps she should have undertaken alternative therapy for her breast cancer. Well, there's an article that's getting a lot of circulation entitled Use of Alternative Medicine for Cancer and Its Impact on Survival. And the news isn't good based on that study. Cancer patients who refuse conventional cancer treatment and opt for alternative medicine are, get this, twice as likely to die than patients who use only conventional treatments, such as chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or hormone therapy. This according to a study from Yale University. It's been widely reported, and it's been used to support the idea that alternative medicine for cancer is not only worthless, but dangerous. And the notion here is that just the mere presence of, or the discussion of, cancer alternatives prompts patients to eschew conventional treatments, which could be life-saving, and thereby they lose a survival advantage big time. They're twice as likely to die. So let's take a look at that study and see what it really says, because what it says is not what's being represented in the press and by doctors who are biased against complementary and integrative cancer strategies. Now, complementary means you're doing natural stuff at the same time that you use the best techniques of high-tech medicine. That's what intelligent medicine is all about. It's about complementary medicine, or another term is integrative medicine. It's not like alternative. Alternative means do this or do that. There's chemo and there's radiation. Well, what's the alternative? Oh, let's talk juicing and diet and acupuncture. That would be alternative medicine. But here we're talking a study that looks at alternative medicine, not complementary and integrative medicine. And what they found were a group of patients who had what are termed curable cancers, cancers that could be treated conventionally with a high degree of success, and they completely refused conventional treatment, and they went for alternative treatment. Moreover, their alternative treatment was guided by non-medical personnel, not by well-trained physicians who understand the advantages and disadvantages of conventional treatment and, you know, the limitations of natural interventions for cancer, which is something that I spent a lot of time looking at and studying. So what they found was a very, very small group of, I would call them refuseniks, people who absolutely forewent any kind of conventional treatment. And understandably, while using herbs or vitamins or special diets or acupuncture or massage or homeopathy, they don't even state what kinds of treatments these people were using and whether these treatments were reality-based or even or potentially half-baked. And these people did worse. And this is based on a very small number of people that they found who refused conventional therapy. And based on that, they conflate, they mix up complementary and integrated medicine, which has some real advantages in terms of cancer treatment, versus alternatives, which in some cases may encourage patients to miss the boat when conventional treatments have some value. So you may hear a lot about this cancer outcome study and how alternative medicine causes people to die when they could have lived. But this study is a study that's designed to fail and follows an agenda of conventional cancer practitioners who want to impugn the value and actually point to the dangers of alternative medicine. Okay, so let's look at this one. This one, I wish I had one of these while I was in medical school. Overnight brain stimulation improves memory. This is fascinating because they're now looking at something called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, for a variety of disorders, for depression, for a variety of psychological conditions. It turns out that by targeting certain areas of the brain with non-invasive brain stimulation delivered during sleep, we can enhance the process of memory consolidation. That's pretty good. You hit the books during the day and you apply this non-invasive brain stimulation at night, and you wake up and you take the exam and you ace it. The key is something called the hippocampus. The transfer of memories from the hippocampus to the neocortex for long-term storage is enhanced by transcranial alternating current stimulation, which is targeted to the brain oscillations, the electromagnetic waves that normally traverse your brain during sleep. They can be fortified and enhanced, thus improving your memory recall. Boy, I wish I had one of those handy when I was trying to memorize all those facts during medical school. But I don't know. I guess second best is to look it up on Google. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us next hour. We got lots more to talk about. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.